Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 26, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter, August 26, 2020. We exist within the law of universal connection, and advance in accord with it. Our entire life hinges on its execution. We had thought that the #corona pandemic would come to a quick end and we would go back to our former lives. Nobody thinks that anymore. A revolution is underway in humankind as it realizes that we are not in control of this life. People, humanity, still haven't realized that there won't be an end to the coronavirus. It will end when we realize our total dependency on the ego, and come to wish to be rid of it. Only despair can push us to the right decision, to reject the ego. From Twitter, August 26, 2020. Can the attitude toward death be changed? Question: why is such a natural phenomenon as death perceived by people so painfully? Answer: because this is the final state after which we can't offer anything. And what do we have then? Nothing. Non-existence. Something disappears somewhere. A person moved, spoke, reacted, we communicated with him, and suddenly a dead biological body remains in his place, and there is no person. There are two parameters here that disappear: the spirit of the person, which was in him, and I communicated with it, and the body, some kind of force, that vitalized this flesh. Question: do you agree with the statement that death is not the absolute end of human existence, and life or the stream of consciousness in one form or another continues to exist after the death of the physical body? Answer: certainly. Question: who determines the type of death of a person? Answer: this is determined by the system the person belongs to. Not by a system of society or some kind of front office, government, but by the general, integral system. Question: can this be changed somehow? Answer: of course. If a person is connected by good forces with the society around him, then he can change his attitude toward death. From Cab TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 14, 2020. Family, combining of two opposites. Question: the family is a natural system that also exists in the animal world. Some animals have male and female parts for reproduction in the same body. But the more developed animals are, the more there is a division of the male and female parts, which are naturally opposite and exist in separate individuals. This is where an interesting principle appears: in order to give birth to a new body, it is necessary to combine two opposites. What is the purpose of this principle? Today, this issue is particularly relevant because in some countries and societies there are artificial attempts to level these opposites, in particular gender. Answer: it is impossible. The more developed nature is, the more it includes all sorts of opposites, which drift apart from each other in infinite variations. We see that primitive organisms exist practically in the same body. There are those who become the female part and there are those who become the male part. Their gender identity changes. They can be completely free to combine, interbreed, and separate by gender with a minimum separation of one individual from another. Over the course of evolution, individuals became more and more distant from each other on psychological, physiological, and sexual principles. Therefore, they need a very serious combination with each other, and this is not easy. In animals, this is extremely rare, but in humans, the correct combination of the male and female parts is necessary in order to raise offspring, ensure their normal existence, and guarantee serious development up to 15 to 20 years of life, which is necessary for a person to get on his feet and start providing for oneself, reproduce one's own offspring, and take care of them. Nature has created us so that the more developed we are, the greater the separation between us. Then, When we become social units, there is a huge division between us, in the pursuit of science, art, anything. Look at how many specialties there are in the world, how many opportunities each person has to develop. In this, no one is like the other. It is not just about gender, but the fact that internally we are all very different. Therefore, it is simply impossible to talk about combining all this in one body. Remark: in principle, the psychological and physiological combination of two opposite objects that makes it possible for a more perfect existence is a principle of nature. My comment: yes. This makes it possible to vary and do anything you want. For example, in our time, there are many new professions that did not exist 100 or 200 years ago. From Cab TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 21, 2020. Managing Stress, Part 7. Why do religious people suffer less from stress? Question: it is a well-known fact that religious people suffer less from stress. What is the reason? Answer: it is because they believe that there is a higher purpose and upper forgiveness. So they believe that everything will be fine in the end. It does not matter how they act or what happens, everything is predetermined from above the way it should be, and therefore, what will be, and for the best. Question: does reading prayers and texts such as Psalms help to manage stress? Answer: of course. Take any text, start reading it, and you will see that you have a completely new sense of reality. I am not saying that you actually change yourself or your reality, but it is reassuring. This is the meaning of religion. From Cab TV's Management Skills, June 25, 2020. Growing a new world. We are approaching a special congress, completely virtual, as it has never been before. Thousands of people used to gather for physical congresses and tens or even hundreds of thousands more were connected to it virtually. But now the entire congress will be virtual, everyone will be in the same position and connected on equal terms. Everyone received proper, identical preparation. It doesn't matter that we are already familiar with each other and with the lessons of the Congress. It is said, let every day be a new day. That is, we need to make this renewal. Each time we have 10 primordial sephirot, but from them and onward, we always raise the resolution, 2 times more, 3 times, 4 times. Therefore, we can read the same articles, but everything depends only on our connection, which determines the attainment. In the spiritual world, attainment does not depend on one person, especially in our times. As the last generation, we are dependent on correcting the global kli. Therefore, the quality depends on the number of connections. This is a characteristic feature of our time. Each ten is already ready to embrace other connected tens as one person, attaching them one after another infinitely. Let your heart be divided among all the tens and let the Creator enter and be revealed in this huge common heart. Therefore, this Congress is special. We have never been in this state. And I really hope that we will see decent results and advance toward the goal because this is a very correct approach. First, we need to reveal our Kli, Israel, which is aimed straight to the Creator. And then, after the Congress, we will be able to go out to the masses with this new force and create a place for the revelation of the Creator to all creatures. This will cure the world of all the problems and troubles caused by our growing egoism and fill it with the upper force. The main thing is to reach a connection with each other, to become as one ten. This is the purpose of our gathering, the Congress, the meaning of our meeting. The whole huge system exists only for one small person. Everything is created for him although he does not understand or feel anything. And everything else only conveys to him the attitude of the Creator toward him. The spiritual is not measured by our earthly standards, kilograms, liters, or kilometers but depends on the number of elements connected together. If there are 1,000 smallest and weakest souls but they are united together, they have much more weight in the spiritual world than 5 or 10 large souls. If little people unite with each other even not for the sake of the Creator, it is worthy of respect because they reveal a connection over egoism. Therefore, a united city cannot be defeated. If people unite even for a criminal purpose but are loyal to each other, then they are provided with protection from above. Congress must become the seed from which a new world will sprout. First there must be a grain, a drop of semen around which the flesh will begin to grow and all systems will form. The most important thing is the drop of semen, the very first point. We are the starting point of a new world, and we will hope that the Congress will give a new direction to all of humanity. Everyone gets the same blows, so the solution must also be the same for everyone. If I expand myself without connecting with others, then I expand my vision of this world. After all, in the material world everything is determined by the individual strength, by the sharpness of mind of each one individually. Everyone wants to be great on their own, and this is the global breakage. And in the spiritual world, power is calculated by the number of particles that are connected. How many of them? 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000, or 1,000,000,000,000,000, this is the measure of the spiritual kli. Each one is only a unit within the 10 sephirot. It cannot be more or less, it cannot inflate itself. It can only connect with many more like it, and this will increase its power. Therefore, it is said that the view of landlord is opposite to the view of Torah. The ordinary person feels that he is inflated, and the opinion of the Torah takes into account everyone. If I connect with them, I feel that the Creator dwells between them and manifests Himself, revealing the upper reality. Spiritual power is measured by the number of pixels, and material power is measured by one pixel, swollen with pride. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, August 14, 2020, from the prayer of the 10 to its prayer for the world, preparation for the virtual convention A New World 2020. A cry from a dead end. Remark: the Nine of Av is the day of the destruction of the first and second temples. In practice, the temples were built at the height of love for one's neighbor. My comment, the destruction of the first and second temples was foreseen even before their construction. Question: then why were they built? Answer: to make sure that they could not stand in the way they were built. Each temple personified the unity of people. And since this unity was insufficient, the temples collapsed. Question: why did they collapse? Answer: in order to create the third temple. This is the most important thing. We must build the third temple only by our requests and prayers, because the third temple is built from such desires, intentions, and connections that a man is not able to implement. He can only ask. Question: that is, the third temple will be built on the basis of the unity of the whole world. Two temples were built by one nation. Should the third temple be built by the whole world? Answer: yes. That is why it is written, my house will be called the house of prayer for all nations. Question: in order for a new temple to rise, must the previous one be destroyed? Answer: definitely. Because precisely on the basis of the destruction of the temples, when man understands why these temples collapsed, he can correct his attitude toward the very concept of the temple and build a new one. Question: do you feel now that the time is coming for the construction of the third temple? Answer: I do feel it, but people still do not. They do not understand the necessity of it and, in general, what the third temple is. Question: will only love for one's neighbor be the basis for it? Answer: yes. Remark: in general, everyone talks about love for one's neighbor. My comment: everyone is just talking. There is absolutely no realization here. Where, in what nation have you seen unification? Moreover, unification not only within the nation itself but also with other peoples, the motivation for this. There is nothing. But there is nothing in our nation as well. It just has to start showing up. Question: how will you feel the signs of its manifestation? Will it be a complete impasse, a complete collapse? Answer: yes. It will be from a complete impasse, complete disappointment with what we have now, and a movement toward unity is the only way out of our state. Question: so, as you often say, should there be some kind of a universal cry? Answer: yes. A howl, a groan, in which there will be absolute despair because of the impossibility of reaching your predestination. Not just live. It does not matter, to live or to die. In the end, we all live and we all die. There is nothing to it. A couple of years earlier or later, a man can get used to it and say, that is it, I am leaving. But the groan comes from the fact that there is a huge opportunity to adhere to a completely new world that shows up in front of you. You begin to feel that you can rise to a different level of existence. It is not about life and death, but about the ideal. Question: what is this ideal? Answer: the ideal is the unity of absolutely everyone above hatred. Then all will feel it as one. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 27, 2020. Don't believe. Check it out. Question: today there is a massive denial of scientific knowledge, belief in something. The world is confused. People have to choose how and what to believe. We do not believe in the safety of vaccines. Coronavirus is fiction, and if not fiction, then science is powerless. We no longer believe in doctors, but in unofficial science, shamans, predictors. Do you know how many methods to cure coronavirus are there? A huge number. 1 million views. Everywhere it is written, I am cured. I am cured. What should we believe today? Answer: I do not believe in anything. I do not feel that life obliges me to believe in something. Question: what should an ordinary person begin to believe in? Answer: the fact is that we live in a time when people abuse their egoism. They undermine self-confidence. If a doctor says to me, I think that such a medicine is good for you, it is worth using it, I might already think that he has connections with the pharmacy, that he makes money on it, that pharmaceutical companies pay him, etc. Everything passes into egoism like through sand, and therefore we no longer believe in anyone and in anything. This is the general picture of the world today when we have slaughtered all the holy cows. Absolutely nothing is sacred. We do not believe in anything, not in ourselves or in God, not in the devil, in anyone, or in anything. A person is really left without anything, like a small child stands and cries that he was forgotten. In this form. Question: what is the Creator's program here, to lead us, to such a small state? Answer: of course. So that we turn out to be like this, here I stand in front of you as if naked. Remark: I see that constant work is precisely to bring a person to this, like a bunny under a bush. I do not trust anyone, I do not know anything, I am afraid of everything. My comment: yes, and there is no one to hope for, only a higher power, which he will gradually come to when he understands what it should be, that it is based absolutely on bestowal, absolutely on love, absolutely above his egoism. When he understands what this higher power should be, and how he can turn to it, then enlightenment will come, and he will come to the truth. Question: will a man not need doctors then? Answer: in principle, doctors are not needed. Doctors are needed only for the period of the Creator's concealment. Then everything will fulfill the person's connection with the Creator. Remark: but this is a very distant future. My comment: I think it will happen very quickly. Question: what is your advice? What is an ordinary person to believe in today? How can he live? Answer: do not believe in anything. He should simply understand that everything that has happened to us, and is still happening, is only so that we really feel the need for the real Creator and not for something invented by some grandmas and so on. Now everyone is inventing God for themselves. There were many such deities. As it is written about Abraham, he destroyed these gods, that is, all beliefs in different gods. Question: different God, does this mean a God that suits my egoism? Answer: yes. And if it is real, true, he can be only one, altruistic, built only on that which is higher than egoism. Question: when I do not believe, when I feel bad, does it mean that here I need to search? My egoism is bad. Does that mean that the Creator is somewhere nearby, he is approaching me? Is he exactly the opposite of that? Answer: of course. Question: and what are my actions at this moment? Answer: search. Seek and very clearly realize what he should be like after all. What should I be in order to find him? From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, July 27, 2020. New Life 1270. The Collapse of the Old World.
Shalom lachem, toda shatem mitzarfim elenu, anachnu kan im hayim.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shadarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the collapse of the old world. The name is not that joyful or gladdening, Dr. Leitman. Why not gladdening? Oh, it is, Dr. Leitman. Of course, what could be better than the collapse of the old world? Owen, why do you think that it's something good? It's destruction. Dr. Leitman, I was waiting for so long for this to finally end, and now we finally see how it's gradually disappearing, dissipating, collapsing. Owen, what did you want for what to end? Dr. Leitman, everything, the relations between people, between spouses, between children, between different places, at work, social relations between countries, everything. The ego that holds all of this, that is at the basis of all of these relations, for it to disappear, to burn, for nothing to be left from it. Of course, I really want for it to happen, that I'll regret that it all disappears, that it burns, not at all. I'm actually expecting this to happen for dozens of years. I've been waiting for it for dozens of years. Every person, were he to know, if he would understand that our ego is what ruins our entire life, that bitters all of our moments in life, and that now we're before a revolution where the ego will disappear and our world will no longer act according to the bad egoistic desire, but according to the good desire of connection, even up to the point of love, then what is there to regret here? Owen, maybe the kind of change that you're talking about, if it will happen, that the relations between people will be less egoistic and they'll complete each other and the world will be a nicer place. But in the meantime, we don't see that that's how things are. Dr. Leitman, wait, we're only at the beginning of the path. But according to what the wisdom of Kabbalah explains, that's how it's supposed to be. Owen, you meet many people. What do you think? Yael, my impression is that up until now it was treated as a passing crisis. Most people hope that it will pass quickly, and gradually there is a new perception starting to form that it will not be over that quick, and what will happen after the crisis will be very different. And we're really starting to talk in terms of collapse, maybe not collapse, but it's something's disintegrating. The familiar is starting to disintegrate, and we're even starting to get used to the new state that is being formed here. What really interests me is to understand what is the process that we have gone through in the past 6 months, internally, externally. If we'll understand what are we going through, we will be able to relate to things more correctly. And instead of feeling this kind of delusional feeling that things are happening and we have no idea what to do about them, then we'll be able to act in such a way that will correctly direct us towards something more correct. And also, some people feel that eventually things could be much better than they were, even though that now things aren't simple, frightening, and unclear. I'd really want to ask you, do you feel that we're on the verge of collapse? Dr. Lightman, of the previous life, yeah, Dr. Lightman, obviously, we see it with our very own eyes. Look how many people are losing their jobs, people don't know what to do, they're sitting at home. The new relations you have between spouses, parents and their children, children maybe can't go to school. This little virus, it changed our entire life completely. So much so that we don't want the old life we had. We've lost the kind of sense for them. We see no taste in them. The cars, the clothes, fashion, luxuries. No, we don't need all these things, and that's how it is all around the world. Interesting. Where's the entire desire to appear before everyone? No. One little virus really cut off our entire previous life. I can't go to watch some concert, festival, something, even to a wedding. I have to calculate, where am I, what, how, and these aren't simple calculations, but it's calculations about why, what, how, in what way can I connect and be near other people? Yael, some of the things that you're talking about are already felt. Malls are much less or much more empty, less consumption, even though that people do buy on the internet, because people still feel the desire for it, but there's a feeling that something is calming down. There is a feeling that the systems around us are starting to collapse. The educational system is in turmoil. Many other systems that are institutional systems, also the family, on the one hand, maybe it's growing stronger, but where things were weaker, the connections were weaker, they're starting to really fall apart. Why, in your opinion, the systems now can't function properly in a way that they can really serve the public? Dr. Layton, because they have to change. They have to change. They are the foundation of our existence. Like what we had before, and this foundation has to go through change, through a correction. And its correction is for us to really invert it, for us ourselves to really invert the entire form of our connection from egoistic like it was before to a new form, different form. Not really altruistic, not opposite to how it was, but in taking each other into consideration. And here on the way we have a revolution. A simple revolution, actually. I have to make sure that I don't pass the virus on to others. Not that I have to be concerned about not catching the virus from others, but not to pass it on to others. This way, we already create new systems and new life. Yael, before I turn to the public, that this is something that bothers the public today, I want to ask, how is all of this related to our leadership? We see there are smart people sitting there that know how to lead processes. They did things in life in a successful way, and we see that as if they're completely helpless, and not only here in Israel, all over the world, a kind of helplessness that you can't express, neither your abilities nor your intellect, nothing, as if something there went wrong. How do you see these things? Dr. Leitman, I see that we're learning from it. To me, it doesn't seem... Yes, it is a revolution. It is a big change. And I understand this change much more deeply than others maybe, and therefore in my eyes it's even more essential, the change itself, and good and preferable and powerful. And I think that it's working correctly in a good way. Providence, nature is working on us in a very good, nice way, patiently. And we're changing. From day to day, very little changes, even though that there are changes on a daily basis, meaning this process is a very constant one. Yael, why can't they put together a strategic plan? What's wrong? Dr. Leitman, they don't know what to do because they don't have the mind for tomorrow, because tomorrow isn't going to be like today. They were successful in their life, like you said, but in the egoistic systems that they're familiar with. Now, it's all working the other way around. From one day to the next, we have to... Let's put it this way. From one day to the next, I have to take others more into consideration, like with the virus. If from day to day I'm thinking about how not to, suppose God forbid, this virus exists in me, and I don't want to pass it on to others, how do I think about it then? How do I keep myself, prevent myself from passing it on to others? If this is how I think, then already I start relating to society, to the world, according to a new formula. Yeah, so what's collapsing, actually? You're saying that the form, way of thinking has to change, Dr. Leitman, from egoistic to altruistic. This is what we need. And nature is forcing us to do it. Yeah, so what's happening is that there was some infrastructure on which the egoistic form was based, and it worked, Dr. Leitman. Yeah, it was written so. Until when will it work? And it was known that it's for a certain period, and from now on, and it didn't start now, it started even a few hundreds of years ago until it gradually becomes revealed. But let's say in the past 100 years, obviously, that gradually is starting to come in the new altruistic period. Therefore, there were revolutions all around the world and all these things. Yael. So, there is a new system that we're not aware of, and we're continuing to act according to the previous one. It's like you change software, you continue behaving according to the previous program. Dr. Leitman, not necessarily. We are starting to act a bit differently. We are fighting for solidarity, equality, like look what's going on in the United States now, obviously. Or like there was the revolution in Russia against slavery. And so on. We see that all of these things are happening gradually in the same direction, according to the same trend. Now, we're already not in the time of the revolutions of, like in the United States, Russia, France, but these are social revolutions. And now we need to determine that everyone's equal, everyone, Everyone has to be close, and everyone has to be interconnected in a good and nice way, in a good attitude toward each other. And society has to exist only in order to determine the laws of connection between everyone. Owen, social revolutions, what do you mean by that? Dr. Lakeman, it's an intellect, desire, feeling, and action. Owen, so you're not talking about a revolution in the form of government, but it's inside, how did you say? Dr. Lakeman, especially inside a person, but of course this also has an implication on the relations between people, but especially inside a person, that I suddenly start understanding that I have to treat others differently. They're like me. Maybe they're more important than I am, and so on. It's not only about more or less important, but we also have to be connected. Connection, it's not who's more or less important. Always, usually, there were revolutions that whoever is not important, for them to become important. But now, no. It is a revolution for everyone to be united, for us to reach a new concept, essence, meaning together, all of us, together, one. This is something that didn't exist before. Always it was a matter of struggle. Who's more, who's less? Now it's no longer that way. Maybe it seems that way still and people don't see it. But now the struggle is about becoming one. Owen. So the change has to start inside a person, inside his mind, heart, the way he feels, grasps himself and others, and later the changes on the level of government, state, will only be as a result. Dr. Lakeman, just like in the past, thousands of years ago, we started changing, and therefore, besides family, we built also a kind of society, a city with a wall, a country with borders, and so on. Just like we have gradually built this world with all of its systems, the same way now we don't understand how, but this is how it is that we're changing, and we will see ourselves connected between us. We'll start feeling that we are one, that we are one humanity, one system, and you can't do anything about it. The time has come for us to discover that this is how it is, and accordingly for these systems to be built. Some of it will be built against our own will, some of it with our participation. Owen. What's supposed to collapse in a person's perception and supposed to be built instead of it? Dr. Layton, the egoistic society has to collapse, that this is how a person depicted it in his eyes, and to build an altruistic, homogeneous, united society that's really equal, completely connected, and that this is what you have. Yeah, what will it change about what we feel, Dr. Lakeman? It will change what we feel in a way that it's good for me to depict society in that way, that all of us are connected, all of us are close, all of us care for each other. A good feeling, a good state of each and every one depends on the measure to which others think favorably about him. Yael, you said that it affects our mind, feeling, and action. What will a person think in the transition? As an altruist, what will I think? Dr. Lakeman, very simple. How can I do good to someone, to to another someone and more. Yeah, and what will I do? Dr. Lightman, I'll look for ways how to do good to everyone. This feeling, this inclination, this is what's important. It's what corrects reality. From these processes you just described, in the state that we're in, what are we aware of and what are we not aware of yet? That we're still absorbing, processing. We're still not aware of anything. We still can't do anything. We still don't see that it might happen. We ourselves even discover how much we're only talking nicely about things, but on the inside we're willing to do different things that are the complete opposite. So we still have a long way to go until we will explain to each other and to all of us together that it is impossible to exist. The only way to exist is this way, and if we don't explain it, then life will teach us through blows, problems, troubles, suffering, and eventually we will want to be in a society in which everyone wants to make a good life for everyone else. And this is actually his attitude towards society. Yael, you're saying that we are in a transitional phase. Things beneath the surface are already going on. Some things we already see. Internally, I don't think that we already see all of these parts. Dr. Lightman, we'll start to discover inside ourselves, outside of ourselves, how much egoistic actions like before suddenly can't exist anymore, don't work, aren't beneficial. And other actions maybe can, maybe do, but we'll have to learn how to do it all. And also, it's like entering a world with new laws, and you have to bend yourself in relation to them. Yael, how do I succeed? How do I open my eyes, Dr. Lightman? You open your eyes because you don't succeed in anything. You're looking around and you're saying, wait a second, how am I supposed to exist then, to behave in order to succeed? This is what brings you to it. That very same ego. Your ego will teach you how to relate to life correctly. Oh, and socially wise, looking at the processes that are going on today, we see in Israel, around the world, masses taking to the streets with tremendous rage. It's like you're sitting on a barrel of explosives that can explode at any moment. From this state that we're in today all around the world, what are the next stages that you see in our evolvement? Where will the pressure, stress, helplessness take us? Dr. Lightman, I can't precisely pass these stages on to you because they have to do with a person's free choice. If we accept that things are going to be one way, we don't. There will be a path of suffering. It's the way of light or the way of darkness that will go in between these two. Yeah, and what can you recommend? What can the wisdom of Kabbalah recommend in order to go through this process that we have already begun, but in a better way, more quickly, for us to more quickly reach that new world? Dr. Lightman, to realize what the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us to do. Yeah, practical advice, Dr. Lightman, to emotionally come closer to each other. Try to listen to what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, to what we have on our site. We've translated these materials for all people in the world into all languages for everyone. And if we do it, then for sure we will reach a new life, a correct life that nature has prepared for us already, and a good an easy way. Olin, suppose I want to realize the advice I heard from you to emotionally come closer to whom, and what does that mean? Dr. Leitman, you have to try to understand what does it mean to do good to others. It's interesting that you write about these things. To do good to others, you have to write about it. It's a kind of thought that doesn't exist in me, but I have to write about it. Otherwise, I won't know what to do. What are we talking about? You understand? How strange it is. Olin, who is the other person that you're talking about? Dr. Leitman. Anyone who is not in my egoistic will to receive. That I try to do good to him, like my child, like a relative, like I myself. Olin, so in simple words, to try and understand what does it mean to do good to others? Dr. Leitman, others, strangers, yeah? Oh, and why is that good, Dr. Leitman? Because by that, it connects all of us into one system that we really exist in, and to the measure to which we identify with this system in which all of us are interconnected, we enter a good life. Oh, and a good life, the way you see it, it's a life in which people are connected, united. Dr. Leitman, that they're connected for sure, but are they, if they're connected, then nature, the one upper force, works on them and fulfills all of them. Yael, you said that people come closer to each other. In what? What comes closer? Dr. Leitman, we between us come closer in understanding what unity is, that we're in one system, that we're interdependent boundlessly, and that we have to think and decide and do everything to the benefit of others and only. If I do to the benefit of others, then it all comes back to me because I, in and of myself, do not exist. I am as a result of everyone else. Oh, and last question. The old world is collapsing. What world will come instead of it, Dr. Leitman? Like the one we talked about just now? Let it collapse. I'm happy about it. I'm the first to dance on its grave. Oh, and what world will come instead of it, Dr. Leitman? The opposite world of love, connection, and love. Owen, thank you very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.
How genius children lose their abilities. Remark, NASA found that 98% of children are born creative geniuses. However, schools makes them dull, average people. In the course of the research, 1,600 children aged 4 to 5 years old were tested for genius. Unexpectedly, it turned out that 98% of children could be called a genius. 5 years later, new tests were conducted with the same children, already at the age of 10, and they received the following result. Instead of 98%, 30% remained. 5 years later, they again conducted tests. Only 12% of genius children remained. Then the researchers abandoned this and conducted a test with adults. It turned out that only 2% of them met the test for genius. Scientists have concluded that the process of studying at school, university, and so on, which supposedly should addict, kills a child who is born a genius. My comment, of course. I felt how school was breaking me down. Breaking in the full sense of the word. How they forced me to study exactly like this, and explain like this, and think like this. I feel it today. How parents were pressing me. How school was pressing me. Remark, if I come to think about it, it turns out that we built the entire education system to our own detriment. My comment, of course. Question, why? Answer, because this system is built to stick a small, fragile egoism in some framework and make out of it what we need. That is, we break the child, instead of developing him freely. Why do we need to feed the child these patterns of thinking? We teach them to think this way and not the other way. Of course, we cripple them by this. Question, how should we educate a child? Answer, we should talk with them calmly, freely, even without any topics. Only in a free style, in conversation. It can even be a group of people of different ages. So that they would talk about different topics and learn from each other, developing new topics and new opportunities from within themselves. When I listen to others, I begin to think, what about me? How is this for me? This is a completely different development. All you need is communication, simple communication between people. Everything else is created artificially, egotistically, for our egoistic needs, which only raise us, as egoists, above each other. Question, do you think that school and university are just egoistic pressure on us? Answer, in order to make money on each other. Both science and art, and everything there is, exist just to earn from each other, either in the form of some material things, money, or in the form of worship, approval, respect, pride, and so on. Question, and if, as you say, we could just talk, just sit under a tree, just talk and develop from within, what would we come to? Answer, perhaps we would have found some new correct community. I do not think it would have been easy. Yet, if we could correctly analyze our inner egoistic impulses in communication between us, we would be able to somehow hold them and balance them. Question, in other words, do you think there would have been arguments and hatred anyway? Answer, of course. Our egoistic nature does not disappear. Question, how would we have balanced this? Answer, between us. We would explain to each other. If we were not entangled in all these notions, psychological, scientific, etc., then it would be easier for us. The most important thing is direct, open communication. Question, will we then require any technical innovations, all this technical progress? Answer, why? What does it give us? Remark, but even now you and I are talking virtually. I am in one studio, and you are in another. My comment, well, what do we need this for? With this, we just have to make up for our separation somehow. We would be talking, but perhaps in a different way, through different capabilities. Question, internally, even without words. Answer, yes, different communication, on a different channel. Through the internal connection between us. Everything comes to the point that we give up our past attitude to life, to the world, to ourselves, to progress. I hope that the attitude toward oneself and others as egoistic little creatures will become more and more apparent, will be as if before the eyes of the person and he will have to change himself. Question, still, in what is the genius of a person? Answer, in the integration. In absolute, complete internal and external integration. Question, do you call a person who can do this a genius by and large? Answer, yes. If all education were directed there, the genius of a person would be preserved and increased. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, June 8, 2020. Life and death, the circular cycle of desire in nature. Question, Do I understand correctly that death exists in order for a person to think about the meaning of life? Answer: in general, yes. If there were some other forms of the continuation of life instead of death, then of course a person would feel completely differently. The presence of death determines our entire world view. Question: what can you say about clinical death? Are the processes experienced by a person an illusion? And why are the pictures and sensations in cases of clinical death similar in many people? Answer: this is natural because we exist in similar animalistic bodies, and therefore the processes that occur in us during the extinction of certain workings of our biological systems are similar and give the same readings. Question: is clinical death an illusion? Answer: partly, because desire itself cannot die. Only the form of this desire, called the body, disappears. Question: as water changes its form, it can be in a gaseous, liquid, and solid state. So does a person change the form of his existence? Answer: the point is that the process of life and death is expressed in relation to a person. Nothing really happens. It is only with regard to people that desire goes through such forms of transformation when it seems to us that it lives, dies, is born, and so on. There is a circuit of desire in nature. From CAB TV's The Post-Coronavirus Era, May 14, 2020.